Up until the last 24 hours or so, when I've spoken about vaccine skepticism, vaccine caution, vaccine hesitancy in South Africa, I've used a survey which came out some time ago, which suggested that really only just more than 50% of South Africans said, yeah, sure, vaccinate me. They were close to 50%, 47% said, not so sure, thank you very much. There is a new survey, this one done by the Human Sciences Research Council, which shows greater acceptance for a COVID-19 vaccine in South Africa. Professor Nania Birla-Muller is a divisional executive in the Developmental, Capable and Ethical State Research Division at the HSRC, one of those titles that is impossible to get on a vaguely normally sized business card. Nania, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. It's good to be with you.
Do you have lots of very small writing on your business card, or you have a very big business card?
A very small writing, which is unfortunate because I'm partially sighted.
Oh, dear. well, let's move on to much more important things. Now it's closer to two thirds now, South Africans saying yes or I will, either yes I will or yeah, I think I will.
Yes, well, it's 67%, which is good news compared to the results that you're referring to earlier. We had a very large sample, so we could work with a lot of information and drill down as well. So yes, it's 67% definitely or probably, and then 18% of adults would definitely or probably not take the vaccine. So there are waivers there as well. And then 15%, which is quite high, of adults didn't know. So we're not sure what the effects of this or why this is the case, because that's something that we should have been thinking about for a while now. We're almost going towards a whole year of lockdown. Some of the findings were surprising.
Yeah, are you able to speculate a little as to why 15% don't know yet? I don't suppose you ask the kind of questions that would give you data insight into that, but you've worked in this field for a long time. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we did ask an open-ended question. So I suppose one could look at some of that, and it overlaps with the probably not. So the main issues there were around side effects. So most people who are in this category were afraid of or didn't know anything about the side effects of the vaccine. The other reason was the effectiveness of the vaccine generally. And the third concern was around short turnaround time for testing. So those were the concerns, if you look at them broadly and cluster them, those were the concerns of people who are either uncertain or would probably not or even probably take. And the people who are willing to take the vaccine have basically given reasons such as protecting myself or protecting others or both.
Yeah, and what you've shared with us so far is what I would regard as understandable reasons for a bit of hesitancy. The issues around the what seems like a relatively quick time, but that doesn't take into account the amount of money and research time that has gone into this. You haven't yet brought up those people who are perhaps they're in the definitely will not category, and how much of that is based on what I would regard as ludicrous conspiracy theories rather than what I would see as understandable, medically-based hesitation?
Well, it's good to be able to tell you that South Africans seem to be reasonable or logical to a large extent, because through our coding, we found that only 10% of the respondents made reference to conspiracy theories. And that was sort of comforting because we're hearing a lot about this, you know, the Chief Justice, and he does have influence because there were people who referred to him, and other issues like the 5G towers. But as I've mentioned, a very small percentage of respondents mentioned these conspiracy theories or occult theories or whatever they are.
And is there any indication, any questions asked, which give you some insights into what will change the minds of those don't know or probably won't to maybe probably will and the probably will to yes, I will? Is it a case of the more people are vaccinated and the fewer adverse effects that are reported from those vaccinations, the more likely people are to put themselves into that yes, I will category?
I think some people have a wait and see approach, and that's, I suppose, expected. But I think that the most important thing that needs to happen is that we need to have a consistent scientific information sharing strategy. A lot of people are asking for more information about the effectiveness, about the side effects, about how the vaccine was tested. So it seems as if the information is not sufficient for people to make an informed choice, or for some people to make an informed choice. And of course,
the information is sufficient, but perhaps it's not accessible enough, Nania. I mean, there's a lot of information out there if you look for it. But maybe there are people who don't know how to look for it, don't know where to look for it, or don't want to look for it, want it to be placed in front of them.
Well, yes, all those factors that you've mentioned are relevant. The information is there, but some people, as you say, do not have access to this information or purely just want to believe what they believe, and you know, you get those kinds of people. And I think that the other issue is really around how government and the president deal with this going forward. So transparency around the vaccine plan that people are calling for, I think, would make people feel more comfortable than not really knowing what's going to happen with the rollout, for example.
Okay. And look, the Sunday Times reporting over the weekend was anecdotal. It wasn't a survey population with a significant number of people and designed in a way relevant to getting the best information out of a survey. But I was a little disappointed. And again, it's not a South African thing, because there was a similar situation in hospitals in New York, for example. A relatively high percentage of medical workers, frontline medical workers, nurses, mm-hmm. saying, not for me.
Yes, that's a little bit frightening when the people who are at the front line don't want to take the vaccine. And if you hear something like that, you wonder, but why, you know? So it would be very good to hear the reasons why. And I've heard it like that in the US and the UK. And it's starting to happen as well with the rollout in India. So sure, we need to probe that a little bit more, because it would obviously make people feel more uncertain if they hear that medical professionals are not feeling safe. And of course, we have to take into consideration that we have a new variant. And Professor Karim has said on numerous occasions that he's not sure if these vaccines that have been developed will work well on the new variant.
But he's also said it'll only take a couple of weeks to tweak the vaccines to make sure that they do work on the new variant. And one has to, I think, put that into the same basket as the first comment that you quoted.
Yes, one would hope it only takes a few weeks, yes. But it's just a stumbling block.
Professor Nania Birla-Muller, thanks very much for talking to us this afternoon. Divisional Executive in the Developmental, Capable and Ethical State Research Division at the Human Sciences Research Council.